Hey guys. So in today's podcast, we're going to continue our conversation about stones and crystals. I'm going to share a few that I have been working with recently and what they mean for me. Just as a reminder, these are my intentions for these stones. I am by no means an authority on crystals. I know I invite them into my work energetically for myself and clients. I invite them into my personal meditations and invite my clients to invite them into their meditations. I feel like they're a beautiful way to accent our intention work that we're doing within our personal, spiritual, and energetic practices. Each one symbolizes an intention or a collection of intentions that I get to welcome into my life or I get to welcome into my work. So that's why I'm sharing them with you. I've had people for a while that have talked about wanting to share more about crystals and stones. And like I said, I'm not an authority on it. I haven't taken a specific course in crystal healing. There are many beautiful, amazing, knowledgeable people out there that you can connect with for deep diving into stones. I know what they mean for me, and I know the intention for what they mean in my work personally and professionally. And I also love the notion of welcoming in what they mean for you intuitively. Before we dive into looking up a stone, we find a stone, we want this stone specifically, we want to welcome this in, things like that. Before you dive into that kind of thing, I invite you to sit with a stone. You know what? Maybe a stone comes up and you're like, I don't know why, I just feel drawn to this stone. Then sit with it. Why do you feel drawn with it? What does it remind you of? Excuse me. What does it make you feel? What are your thoughts? What are your notions? What is the intention of you carrying that stone? Listen to that inner voice and what that means for you before you dive into, before you dive into all of the plethora of knowledge that's out there for stones. And I'm going to leave it to you to decide whether these stones have an energy to them or not that influences your life. The notion behind crystals, as we talked about two episodes ago, is that they have a subtle energy. The idea is that this subtle energy influences our energy system and then can influence the energy within our life. Whether it does or not, I'll leave that up to your beliefs. For me, each stone honors an intention of what energy I'm currently working with, an energy that I already have in my life, or an energy that I'm welcoming into my life, past, present, future. So when I carry a stone, it's a reminder of that energy and a reminder of my intentions for that day and maybe intentions for the journey that I'm working with currently. So here we go. We've talked about all that though. In a previous episode, two episodes ago on the podcast, we had a conversation about stones and how I use them and what they look like within my work. I'll have to see if I can get somebody on, connect with somebody that has some more deeper knowledge of stones and how to work with them and see if we can find a time where we can record a podcast and chat more about them. But again, follow your instinct, follow your gut, follow what feels right to you. And as a reminder, anything on the podcast is meant for spiritual enlightenment, spiritual intentions, and energetic intentions. It is not meant to replace physical or mental health care. Seek a physical or mental health care professional for any concerns you may have and before changing any of your routines. Okay, so let's talk about some stones. These are the stones I'm currently working with, mostly within my life as well as in my professional areas. So I'll share the stone, what the intentions are for me and my work, and you can let me know if this stone resonates with you and what your intentions for it are. So the first stone that I've been working with a lot is fluorite. I have worked with a stone, allowed this stone in my life for years. For me, fluorite honors focus, it honors a clear mind, and it honors positive energy. They say that fluorite can be a protective stone. They say that fluorite can help to clear your mind and open it up. I feel like fluorite is my go-to stone for my brow chakra often. helping clearing up those squirrels and those crazy energies that I have and those crazy thoughts that are going all the time. I feel like sometimes I struggle with sitting down and learning and sitting down and reading, and I feel like this would be my go-to stone to hold on to and to fidget with while I'm reading and learning in a class. I also feel like I lean into the stone. I've heard of this stone being called good student stone. It's when you need to learn and you need to have that focus. I often look at this stone as a stone to remind me of my intentions to have control over the ADHD mind loops that I get caught in sometimes. So that's what this stone fluorite means to me. Fluorite has beautiful bands of green and purple in it mostly. Sometimes aqua, there's sometimes yellow fluorite. I don't have them here, but I have a collection of stones for my water bottles at home. Oh, I might have some of them here that have some greens and blues, and I can't get it open. And like yellows and what have you. And I love the collection of colors, but that's fluorite. That's what I use it for. What do you use it for? And what do you find yourself leaning into fluorite for? So one of the other stones that I use often and that so many people use often is amethyst. And I have an example of some different colors here. Amethyst can come in light purple with even clear throughout or even a rich, deeper purple. I know it doesn't even look purple here, but I promise it is. So the amethyst for me feels like a powerhouse stone that honors our spirituality. It can honor purifying our energy. It can honor a higher awareness. It can honor peace, and it can honor a relief of stress in our life. Often people, I know I have a friend of mine, Daniel Graham from Divine Clarity, that honors this for protection. So a lot of people honor this as a protective stone for energetic work or spiritual work. Or in general, my empaths, often a lot of empaths will carry amethyst. But for me, I carry amethyst or use amethyst when I want to allow my energy to settle and open, when I want to allow in that higher awareness, when I want to do that crown chakra connection that we all like to do, that's where I carry that amethyst for. How about you? How do you use amethyst? What do you work with amethyst for? And share with me what your purposes and intentions are for it. So one of the other stones that I have used a lot lately is, I've just got some notes over here to make sure that I'm sharing the information properly that I wanted to share. One of the other ones that I use often lately is smoky quartz. So smoky quartz comes in a variety of colors. You can see this more darker color of smoky quartz and this more lighter version of smoky quartz. If you were to hold smoky quartz up to the light, you can see through it, sometimes more in some stones than others. So you can honor that scale of gray and darker, more black colors with that smoky quartz. I currently today have smoky quartz in one of my intention bracelets. I woke up this Monday morning feeling the Monday yucks, feeling the Monday blahs, and feeling like Monday could have a tendency to swallow me up in being snarky and negative a good amount of my Monday morning. And I didn't want to feel that way. So I put this bracelet on, honoring that I get to release that negative energy. I get to release that excess energy that I was feeling, and I get to set the boundaries to protect my energy as I move through this Monday. And that's what that smoky quartz honors for me today. The intentions within my work for smoky quartz are release of that excess energy, a reminder that we get to allow our anxiety to come, a reminder that we get to let that negative energy be removed from our field, and to give us a sense of grounding and security within life. That's one of some of the intentions that I honor within our work professionally and my work personally. Often in my energy sessions, I will use smoky quartz at the root chakra when people feel that they are overwhelmed and they just have an excess, or they're moving through some negative emotions in life. I will use that smoky quartz at the root chakra to help to, excuse me, to release that negative energy and to honor our intentions for releasing that negative energy in that energy session. And if I haven't said it already, okay, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I feel like I need to hang on to this fluoride. I have tried to record this podcast 3 times now. This is the 3rd time. And I don't know if I've said it already or not, but if you have not listened to the first episode within these crystal series, go back 2 episodes and listen to that. I share some of my intentions for crystals and why I'm here with them and what I do with them. Go back and listen to that. If I've said it already, let's keep going. Sometimes things just don't happen as smoothly and as beautifully as you want them to. So you just have to muscle through and say things twice. Okay. So Unakite is one of the other stones that I find myself hanging out with often lately. And for me, Unakite has been a stone that I have a Unakite, 2 different Unakite bracelets that I lean into. Unakite honors kindness and compassion for ourself. And once we find that for ourselves, then we have it to share with the world more. I feel like some of the intentions for Unakite are resilience and patience along our journey. As we move through our struggles, that reminder to stay patient and to continue to move forward and to find that motivation to keep moving forward along our journey. I feel like that's what Unakite honors. It has some soft greens and some pinks and some oranges, some orange earthy tones in there. I feel like it honors a nurturing of our energy as we're moving through those overwhelmed moments in life. Those are some of the reasons why I use Unakite. I would love to know what you use Unakite for. Unakite often feels like a heart chakra stone. And if I'm using it in energy work, often I'll use Unakite around the heart, sometimes within the sacral chakra for if there's some energy that we're moving around there. But mostly it sits with the heart energy. So there's the Unakite. The next one that I have that I've been using a lot lately for myself as well as for other people is red jasper. I love red jasper I love that they have this like soft matte feel to them. But red jasper, often you can see most of the times red jasper has some of those striations or those lines through it. But it's a beautiful color to help celebrate our root chakra and our sacral chakra. I feel like my intentions for red jasper often are safety and stability. I love holding on to red jasper during that safety and stability meditation that we did quite a few episodes ago. I feel like this is a great stone to hang on to during that safety and stability meditation and then carrying it throughout your day to honor the intentions of safety and stability within your life. And I love the colors of red jasper, those very earthy red tones to honor that balance, to honor that grounding. And actually, while I was getting these stones in, one of the things that I learned is the idea of endurance, being able to keep up that energy to move through what life is bringing you. The idea of being grounded and balanced through what life is handing you. So I love red jasper and I love the intentions for that kind of energy within our life. And then, of course, we have the beautiful rose quartz. Rose quartz is another power stone, often like amethyst. You see it in a lot of places and a lot of people use it. It is a power stone for gentleness and love. That is the intentions for it. When I use it in my personal work or in my work professionally, that's what we do is we use it to honor love. We honor self-love, love for others. It honors healing, honors comfort. All of those peaceful energies, peaceful vibes. That's my intention for the rose quartz. And of course, rose quartz works with our heart chakra. But I also love the notion of keeping pieces of rose quartz around our house, like in our living room or next to your bed, the idea of inviting those energies into your life. Rose quartz is a power stone, and I feel like most people, it's a beautiful stone. If you're like, I want to start working with some intention stones, but I don't know where to start, hang on to rose quartz. Sit with it, meditate with it, feel what its intentions are, what your intentions are for it, and what energy it celebrates within your life. But it's soft pink. Rose quartz, I have all the ones that I have are this soft pink color, but they can range in a variety of colors from almost like a milky, really soft, barely there pink to a more solid pink color. I've had a variety of them, and I feel like this is great in jewelry as well. So that's rose quartz. Those are the six stones that I've been using most in my work recently, and that I've recently brought in so that people can have them if they decide they want to work with them. Another stone that I am exploring more that I haven't used a lot in the past is lapis. Lapis lazuli is one that a lot of people look for, and it has some blues and it has some gold tones in there, and that is one that I have actually started working with in my crystal infusing water bottle. I have lapis in it all week to connect with it more, because I don't really use it for specific intentions in my life, but I feel like I keep getting drawn to it, so I'm exploring that more. So far, I find that lapis for me honors a connection to truth and awareness and communicating that truth and awareness in my life. Those are my intentions for lapis currently, but I'm excited to sit with that and explore a little bit more. So those are the stones and which ones I'm currently working with that I enjoy. What are the stones that you're currently working with? What are your intentions for them, and how do you use them in your life? Again, I'm not a professional crystal individual, but I do use them and invite their energy and their intentions into my work personally and professionally. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, share with me how you use your stones, and let's have a conversation. Maybe sometime down the road, I forgot one stone that I use often that I love and I use in almost every single one of my energy sessions. Maybe we'll sit and have a energy meditation where we sit with the energy of stones and see what comes up for us, down the road. But I want to visit with one last stone that I use often within my personal practice and in almost every single energy session I do is a Himalayan salt stone. These are actually Himalayan massage stones that I use within my energy work. I love the size of these. I love holding on to them in meditation because I feel like it gives me something to fidget with if I need to fidget during my meditation. Often, people that can't meditate, having a stone in your hand helps to give you something tangible to experience while you're working on that meditation. It can be a really great tool with keeping you focused in this moment. But I feel like Himalayan salt, for years, salt has been used as a tool for purification. I feel like these stones are perfect for grounding, honoring, grounding our energy. They are perfect for honoring, clearing our energy. And they are a really great tool for when we need to fidget with something. When I get the salt stones in, I take a little bit of my favorite massage oil, and I will work them through my hands with that massage oil. Often you might see me in my car on my way home from a work day, and I'll hold the salt stone on my heart. If I've done a lot of energy work, I will hold that Himalayan salt stone on my heart with the idea of relieving the excess energy that I've carried and purifying my energy, and asking that salt to carry away the excess. But yeah, that's another stone. And in my energy sessions, when I do Reiki or energy work for people, giving them a stone in each hand to hold on to has two intentions. A, let's clear away that excess energy that you brought into this session. Let's just hold on to those stones and have those stones sit there and honor the idea of getting rid of that energy. And it's been interesting because they're actual physical salt, so they will collect the moisture in your hands, and some days it collects more moisture, and some days it collects less moisture. I had a client sitting right here the other day that was holding on to the salt stone during a session. In the beginning of the session, she said it felt like her hands were really moist and clammy, and that salt was really pulling out that moisture. And then by the end of the session, she said they felt dry. I don't know what the difference is between the beginning and the end, other than in the beginning, we were working on releasing some excess energy. I'll leave that for you to decide. However, it honors the idea of purifying your energy. That's my intentions for the Himalayan salt. Oh, and when my clients hang on to these during a Reiki session, have you ever laid on a Reiki bed or laid on a bed for energy work and you're like, where do I put my hands? Do I put them here? Do I put them here? Where are my hands going? The salt stones give something for you to hang on to and give purpose to your hands so there's a tangible something to hang on to during that energy session. And it grounds your energy in that moment to this is what's in my hand and this is what I'm doing with it. There you go. So here it is. I'm just going to put this out there. You can take what resonates and leave what doesn't. And I hope this is a way to spark a conversation. But yeah, there you go. If you have any questions or want to reach out and share what you use, that would be helpful for me, to be honest. This kind of conversation on my podcast is a little outside of my box, and I am putting this out there, offering this to you in hopes that it's received well. I'm going to trust who needs it will find it, and who doesn't will let it go to the wayside. Don't forget to continue to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self, and if carrying a certain stone or wearing a certain stone in your jewelry helps you to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self, then you get to do that. Thanks for taking the time to be here, and reach out and let me know how you're doing. Have a beautiful day.